WildTalkRadio.com.
Talking to a radio show.
He's texting me on that radio station.
For real?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Can I be on that radio station?
You can. You want to talk to him?
I need to talk to him.
You got to talk to him. Hold on one second.
Are you ready for a show where nothing is too taboo?
I'm waiting for like a cop to pull up. What are you doing out here on this corner, boy?
Just doing a radio show, officer.
You're like, you know, I'll be like, you looking for a good time, officer? Is that a donut on your penis, or are you just happy to see me? Oh, that's an eclair, son of a bitch.
It's a Boston cream pie.
Gosh, that's the Boston cream, baby.
And for the show where everything is fair game.
I want to put my dick on a flag and fly it above my house. I'll fucking do it. We could sing a song about it. We sell banana, B-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A. There's our island theme song. Spell banana, B-A-N-A-N-A-N-A.
Good thought. Give me your, I don't know, what's the first thing you think of when you see your dick? That's a good thought.
Pussy.
Then put the children to bed.
Like, I swear I've heard all about this stuff, but I don't... I was like, what is this, like a fucking martial art or this type of food or something? I don't know what the hell it is. Is it a sexual position?
What?
Wait for it.
Oh!
I thought the people are going to be showing up to party. Oh, you done the vow here.
And pour yourself a cold one. As it's time for your only excuse to be home on Saturday nights.
First of all, has anyone ever told you that you have the laugh of a drunken schoolgirl?
Yeah, I have. Actually, that's what's gotten me laid. Yeah, I'd be playing with myself.
Oh, it's all going to be coming really, really soon.
If you're sitting down, stand up real quick.
You, I'll be right back. I'm going to go grab a bucket in case I decide to hurl.
If you hurl, you're a fucking girl.
Oh, not the pelvic thrust.
It's time for CB Radio.
It is Saturday night. You know what that means. Time for another edition of CB Radio Live here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. WildTalkRadio.com. Twitch.tv/W2LiveChat. If you have that Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming. Support the channel by clicking the purple rectangular button below the screen. It is the road to 800. We are 3 weeks. 3 weeks away, I think, from hitting that. So we're getting really close. It is the final day of September. I don't know if it's ended. It could have ended by now because it's technically going to be October 1st in like 23 minutes. So September is probably done with or is gone for 3 more hours. Who knows? It's Twitch things. But you click the purple button below the screen, you get discounts and all that fun, happy stuff. You can also use code RocketSecond49MShop. It is Women's Month, so there's women's skins, including Becky Lynch and Bianca Belair, currently in the Fortnite item shop. So use this code RockinSock, hashtag epic partner. Those are the particulars out of the way. I'm the producer, Sir Rockin. That's the intern, King Kittens.
I'm here.
He made it.
I made it just in time.
I put together a corner. I don't even need to do it. Yay.
Nope. I got here, worked a tailgate. But got here just in time. Huzzah.
He got here just in time. Because we got a lot to get into tonight. We also have the one, the only, the X-Core soldier himself. Subway. We will be doing the Excalibur Challenge to end the program tonight. There is no Gray in the Great Debate. Because of the Excalibur Challenge, we're doing, what, 30 minutes tonight for it? Right?
Yeah. 30 for 12 matches, because God knows. Unless there was one added tonight.
I don't know. I didn't watch Dynamite tonight. Or...
Hang on.
Collision.
Wrestle Dream. scrolling. God damn it, they added two!
You're 14.
Fucking kidding me!
So, 2 minutes a match. 2.5 minutes a match.
14 matches! This is bullshit! Never mind. I'm gonna touch on this later tonight. We're gonna touch on this later.
No, you don't get, he doesn't get 45 minutes. It's 30 minutes. It's the max.
It's 30 minutes. It's the whole shtick of it. 30 minutes. And 30. If we don't cover it all, it's AEW's fucking fault for putting 14 matches on one card.
So, he's...
And we all have to make picks for it, too.
Yes, Brent is heated because he does not like watching, and no one really likes watching 14 matches
fucking matches
in 5 hours. No one likes it. It's kind of a lot.
I'm fucking tired by the end of these things. I'm just spent. There's no way that everyone who watches these shows can be like, that was amazing, this should happen every time. By the time you get to the main event, you just go, Jesus, is it over yet?
Those are legitimate things we have said in the past about this. Like, WrestleMania has gone like 7 hours before, and they've learned the lesson. It's now two nights, but 14 matches in 5 hours is a lot of wrestling. And they don't give you anything time to breathe. WWE's learned you need to give people time to breathe during the shows.
Yeah, you have packages. You've got something to just bring people down for a second.
But they're just go, 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 go.
Or some of the matches are just shit.
That too, but it's still go, 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 go. It's a lot.
Yeah, but it's still just, you have to watch everything.
Which means CB Road Not So Live will be covering it all on Monday.
Oh, son of a bitch.
Unless we don't want to do a...
Let's see how the card is. We'll decide from there. There may be something notable to talk about. There could be a new era. We will find out.
I mean, we probably should do one. A mini one after the post-show. That might be a good
idea. We'll recap something, at least.
We'll recap something on Monday night. So you'll have something in a not-so-live fashion after the Raw post-show on Monday night. So there's that, all in the particulars and whatnots. With that being said, let's go to the corner.
School is now in session. It's time to step inside the classroom to learn some useless, meaningful knowledge about movies, wrestling, music, video games, and more. This is the Intern's Corner.
So what do we got?
All right. So we're going to start off with this week in wrestling history. We'll transition to celebrity birthdays, and then we will have a doozy of a movie of the week.
I'm curious.
I chose a fun one.
I'm curious which one you chose because I found one too.
Let's put it this way. What was yours?
No, we'll figure it when we get there. We'll get there. I'll tell you when we get there.
Okay. All righty. So first up, notable dates in wrestling history: September 25th, 2000. Vince Russo defeats Booker T for the WCW World Championship on Nitro, and the world wept.
The world did weep. So what we're going to do, since I already have one, you're going to throw something out, and I'll throw something out. How about that?
Okay.
So 36 years ago, September 28th, 1987, Welcome to the Jungle was released.
Ooh.
All right, your turn.
We had fun and games.
We did have fun and games.
All right, next up. September 25th, 2000, Raw, for the first time ever, took place on a channel other than USA. It was on TNN, the Nashville Network, and it was there for 5 years before returning.
Yep.
And who knows, it could be leaving USA here in the near future.
It could be leaving the USA Network here in the very near future. So 22 years ago, on September 28th, Zoolander premiered in theaters.
That's a guilty pleasure movie. That's one, it's so stupid, but sometimes you can't help but watch.
Mm-hmm.
All right. September 26, 2009, Nigel McGuinness and Bryan Danielson wrestled their last matches in ROH against one another. Danielson went on to join WWE, and later AEW, and Nigel McGuinness would end up failing his WWE physical and then had to join Impact/TNA Wrestling.
So, in 24 years ago, All the Small Things was released by Blink-182.
September 26, 1999, one of the most famous matches in WWE history took place at Unforgiven. Do you know what it is?
What year?
1999, Unforgiven.
Kennel from Hell.
The Kennel from Hell match, where a bunch of vicious dogs just pissed, humped each other, and shat on the mat in between rings.
Yes, for those who don't know professional wrestling sports and entertainment, yes, there was a match where there was a steel cage surrounding the ring, and on the outside were dogs.
Vicious guard dogs.
Vicious. So vicious. They just shit all over the place.
They shit all over the place, and I believe two of them started humping each other.
It didn't work out the way they had hoped, but it was.
It didn't happen well.
So for the newer generation, even though it's 19 years ago, on September 27th, 2004, Drop It Like It's Hot by Snoop Dogg was released.
Drop It Like It's Hot.
September 29th, 1998, an icon in WWE debuted, Mr. Socko. It was all part of that skit where Mr. McMahon had his ankle broken by Steve Austin, and he was in the hospital. Mick Foley visited him with the clown and Mr. Socko, and then McMahon took a bedpan to the head, legitimately.
Yep. So 54 years ago, on September 26, 1969, the Brave Bunch premiered.
Ah, there's a story of a lovely lady who is bringing up three very lovely girls. That's all we're going to say.
That's all we're going to say, yeah.
All right, I have one more. September 30th, 1989, so 32 years ago, Randy Savage officially became the Macho King when he beat Jim Duggan for the King of the Ring moniker. Duggan had previously won that from Haku, who had previously earned it from Harley Race. I liked when the King was a title that could be won in matches, and, like, you had someone who actually won King of the Ring, and then it was just like, oh no, we beat this guy, so therefore I'm technically the King.
Mm-hmm. All right, so let's see what we can do. Gilligan's Island premiered 59 years ago. Sabrina the Teenage Witch debuted 27 years ago.
Awesome.
And Remember the Titans starring Denzel Washington premiered in theaters 23 years ago on September 29th, 2000.
Denzel.
Birthdays are going to be interesting because I wrote some birthdays down, so let's see what we got.
All right. First up, celebrity birthdays. On September 25th, celebrates the birthday of actor, rapper, and you best make sure you keep his wife's out his mother in mouth, Will Smith.
The first Prince of Bel-Air.
Yes.
Will Smith, 53.
Okay.
55.
Sub right on the dot, 55. Next up, he's an actor. He was a voice in Batman the Animated Series. He made an appearance in Kingsman, the Secret Service. And, I mean, he was in a little movie franchise known as the Star Wars. It's Mark Hamill.
What franchise did you say?
The Star Wars.
What's Star Wars?
Exactly.
Is that Star Trek?
Kind of, but not really.
Kind of, but not really. 71.
I'm going to say 78.
72.
Oh. Well, they're both in space. They're just one's in a galaxy far away and one's, you know, Stark South.
Only going where no one has ever gone before.
Right.
All right. Next up, he was part of Community. He's also a well-known rapper, Childish Gambino, but he's better known by his just regular name, Donald Glover.
Donald Glover.
Six seasons in a movie.
37.
38.
He is 40.
Hmm. Not. I think Matt said 79. I think he was thinking of
Mark Hamill.
No.
Danny Glover. Donald Glover, the guy from Community.
Donald is the...
The young Glover.
Yeah, they're not even related, but similar name.
Similar name.
All right, next up, actress, entrepreneur, healthy living specialist, Gwyneth Paltrow.
Gwyneth is 50.
48.
She is 51. Just don't ask where or how old her jade egg is.
But what's doing this right now is the Godfather Extreme Rob Parks.
Hey-o.
Donald Glover, you know, the guy who says I'm too old for this shit, right?
Yeah.
Nope, wrong one.
Yeah. No, he's right. He's on the money with that one. He nailed it.
All right, next up. She can be your girlfriend. Things can be a little complicated. She hangs out with a skater boy. Just not so much anyone from Sum 41 anymore. It's Avril Lavigne.
38.
30?
37.
39. All right, just a few more.
Mm-hmm.
So she's a former child star who now has a series on a new platform. I don't know how good it is. Maybe Rock knows and can tell us.
No, I haven't seen it. I know what you're talking about.
So, originally, Lizzie McGuire, but is now on How I Met Your Father, Hilary Duff.
I can't answer this one.
You can't answer it?
No, because I really have it on the sheet I wrote.
She was one. Okay, she was one of the ones.
38.
35.
36. All right. He's from Chuck. He's from Shazam. He was also part of the Marvel Cinematic Universe for a hot minute, and he was also a voice in the Disney movie Tangled. It's Zachary Levi.
Who is he in Shazam?
He's Shazam.
Oh, he was in Marvel? Was
Tangled?
Yeah, he was one of the three warriors from the second Thor movie.
One of the Warriors Three?
Yeah, he was the one with, like, the mustache and the little thin beard.
Oh, God. He got
replaced in the second, or he replaced whoever it was from the first movie into the second.
Huh.
Dandruel.
40?
Okay.
42.
Okay.
39.
43. All right, from the John Wick series, he was also in Deadwood. He's also been a voice in the Kung Fu Panda movies. Ian McShane.
I have no idea who that is.
Who is he in Deadwood?
He's, oh God, the main character. Hang on.
Deadwood?
I forgot his. Hang on, let me take a look at his name real quick. And
even Matt has no idea who he is. It says 48. So,
God, what the hell is his name?
47.
Al Swearengen. He played Al Swearengen.
Oh, Swearengen. Shit, I'll go 70. He was in Game of Thrones. He was. He played Odin in American Gods. That dude's awesome.
Okay, so we have 48. What Rob say? 47?
I'll go 47.
47. Sabi went what?
70.
You guys are way off. 70.
You said 70?
Well, I'll swear you're from Deadwood. He's old, man.
Okay, so 75.
81. Whoever put the 40s, you're way fucking off. He's the guy who runs the... He's the guy who runs the Continental in the John Wick movies.
Never seen him.
All right.
He's old.
Two more. She is Captain Marvel in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Brie Larson.
What else is she known for?
The car commercials.
She was Ivy from Scott Pilgrim. She was the ex-girlfriend who's in the band.
Okay.
She's in the car commercials. That's what
she does the new car commercials.
She's actually pretty cute in those.
She was in Kong Skull Island. She was in Fast 10.
I'm gonna say 42.
Rock and I are thinking, who watches TV anymore?
Exactly. Also, you could have just said she's the Paradigm.
Well, I
from...
get commercials on the streaming service.
She's
cheaper.
The voice of the Paradigm in Fortnite, but, you know.
Oh, yeah, that too. I forgot about that. She is of Fortnite.
She's a Fortnite. She has a Fortnite skin. She's from, look, this is the girl from Fortnite.
Captain Marvel, you know, the girl from Fortnite.
The girl from Fortnite. We have 37, 35, 34 then.
Rock, right on the dot, 34. And finally, we have a singer. We have an actress. She was in The Princess Diaries. She was in Victor Victoria. However, she is most notable for being Mary Effin Poppins, Julie Andrews, and also a little thing called The Sound of Music.
A little thing called The
Sound of Music.
That
took her a while ago.
Julie Andrews. She's still alive? Question mark.
Yes.
That's what chat. I'm just reading what chat says. She's still alive? Question mark. 82? Question mark. I'll go 89? Question mark.
Okay.
We have a 97. We have a 90. We have a 92 without a question mark. So Matt's really on point with thinking it is 92.
I've thought about 92, but
all right. So we have all the ages. I think guessed. Unless
no
up.
Sub has a good one.
No, I said what is it? 90.
Okay.
Okay.
I started out high.
She is 88.
Yes, you did.
Damn.
Damn.
I mean, the Sound of Music and Mary Poppins, like, that shit was old when I watched it.
Rock, who were some of the people you had?
Actress Naomi Watts.
Can you name stuff she's been in?
Nope, because I didn't go that far, because I would have Googled it as we went.
She was in the original King Kong movie. She was in Mulholland Drive.
What are your guesses?
I don't know, 40.
The original King Kong or the original remake of King Kong?
The remake, the one that was done in 2005 with Jack Black.
55.
I'll guess 54.
55.
Good job, Rob.
Good job. Let's see. From Veep and Arrested Development, Tony Hale.
Oh, he's awesome. The tall, usually bald guy. He was,
You can't Google it either, right?
Buster Bluth.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just going to have to randomly guess, because that didn't give me any clues.
Well, let fucking
all right, go so first. We'll go, with, we'll go, I'll give you some answers from chat. We have one for 53, one for 52.
I go 55.
Got a 55. Brent's eating. So.
50.
Someone guessed my answer, so I'll go 51.
53.
God damn it.
Welcome. You've got mail.
Well then.
Hold on.
Thank what you for the
voice.
The Keeger just subscribed to the movement. Greater than.
You just talked over the entire, like, thing. There's a delay. There's a... Thank you, Tiger, for the 5 months. So there we go.
Thank you.
Let's see. Fran Drescher. You know, everyone knows who Fran Drescher is, right?
Yeah, she's in charge of, like, the Screen Actors Guild, unfortunately.
Yeah, the nanny.
She was my nanny. Yeah,
she's the nanny. Well done, Tiger. So how old is Fran Drescher? Chat says 59.
66.
I'll go 60.
66, 60.
Say 55.
59. 66.
Yes!
Wow. Is the right answer for that one. From the Brady Bunch, Barry Williams.
Oh, God.
Who's that? The dad?
No, it's the older brother. It was Greg.
Greg Brady.
Greg.
How old is Greg Brady?
70.
69.
Nice.
His birthday is, in fact, today. That's why we're doing today. Yeah. 72. It is, in fact, 69.
Nice.
That's all I had.
All right. So, Rock, we're just going to ask Rock about this because I have one prep. What was your movie of the week this week?
The Game Plan.
The Game Plan with The Rock.
Yes.
Good call. Any reason for it?
Just found one that was around the time period.
Gotcha. Okay. So for mine, I tied it in with one of our celebrity birthdays. It is a epic movie. It is fantastic. We're going to talk about Wild Wild West from 1999.
Wild Wild West.
Wild West. Jim West. Desperado. Rough Rider. No, you don't want nada. So here's some trivia about the fantastic movie Wild Wild West.
Wild Wild West.
When Will Smith asked his mother what she thought of the movie, she replied, quote, "You've done better, baby." Will Smith turned down the lead role of The Matrix to star in this movie, being a fan of the TV series. He later said it was the worst decision he made in his career.
I mean, not surprising.
So a box office failure in the U.S., it managed to turn a profit actually overseas. It is commonly joked that the only reason the movie earned any money at all is that because unaccompaniers would buy tickets to this movie and then use them to sneak into screenings of South Park, Bigger, Longer, and Uncut, and American Pie.
Makes total sense.
The movie costly reshoots in an attempt to inject some humor into it after it was found that test audiences weren't sure if it was supposed to be a comedy or not. I will debate. I don't even know if it's still a comedy now.
Yeah. TV series was more of a comedy than the movie.
Sir Kenneth Branagh self-deprecatingly joked that his accent in this movie might be the worst American accent performed by a British actor. Will Smith said he knew the movie wasn't any good and he was embarrassed when it earned almost $50 million in its opening weekend. Years later, Smith publicly apologized to Robert Conrad, the star of the original television series, and said now that he was older and more experienced, he understood Conrad's anger and criticism of the movie version, as well as Conrad's refusal to make a cameo appearance in the movie. When the movie swept the 20th annual Razzie Awards, winning 5 statues, including for Worst Picture, Robert Conrad, who had played James West in the original 1960s television series, accepted 3 of the awards in person as his way of expressing his low opinion of what had been done with his source material. He then delivered them to the recipients personally. That is some serious fucking shade.
It really is, yeah.
Mel Gibson was set to star as James West originally, and James Donner, who had directed three episodes of The Wild Wild West in 1965, was set to direct with a script written by Shane Black when Warner Brothers had first announced production of the film in 1992. However, they both dropped out and went on to do Maverick in 1994. Tom Cruise was later attached to star in the movie before dropping out to do his role in Mission Impossible in 1996. Barry Sonnenfeld, Kevin Kline, Selma Hayek, and Will Smith, as well as many other staff at Warner Brothers, hate this movie. Selma Hayek in particular thought she was being underused, while Kevin Kline considered himself too good of an actor for the finished product. George Clooney was attached to play the role of Artemis Gordon, but turned it down reportedly because it was considered a supporting part. The part of Rita Escobar was originally offered to Jennifer Lopez, but she turned it down. It was then offered to Penelope Cruz, who also turned it down due to scheduling conflicts. In the end, it was given to Selma Hayek. Two more things. The Reno train featured in this movie is on display at Old Tucson Studios in Tucson, Arizona, where most of this film, I believe, was filmed. Dear God, I'm sorry. And finally, remember how bad this movie is because the cast includes three Oscar winners, Will Smith, Kevin Kline, and Kenneth Branagh, and one Oscar nominee in Selma Hayek. And that is the Intern's Corner.
So I was passed along...
But it was a comedy, right?
I guess.
I think technically it's classified as a comedy, but it's just god awful. Okay.
So, thank God. I mean, I've watched it. I mean, like, I remember, yeah, it wasn't... It was like, okay,
so I was
glad that's over. What's next?
So I was passed along the story that we're going to share now before we get into the expert NFL picks from some sources. A woman is in custody after police say she drove down over 2 hours to shoot her estranged husband in his bed.
I thought you were going to say in his dick.
According to the Prescott Police Department, officers responded to reports of an overnight shooting on Wednesday at an area home. Authorities said they found an 80-year-old man suffering from a gunshot wound to his wrist inside the residence. He was taken to a nearby hospital, then flown to a Phoenix area hospital for further treatment. Officers then arrested...
I'm sorry, where?
Phoenix area hospital.
Oh, dear God.
Officers then arrested the man's wife, the 62-year-old woman. At the scene, the 80-year-old man told police that he and his wife had been separated for months and were in the process of getting a divorce. He said he had changed the locks at his home, but the keys and other items had recently gone missing, suspecting his wife had taken them. He reported told investigators she drove down from her home in Gilbert because she did not want to get divorced. She said she arrived at the house around midnight when Simon confronted the man in his bed. Police said the two began arguing, and the man told... He wasn't changing his mind about the divorce. That's when she allegedly pulled a gun out and shot him. According to the police, the man was able to get out of his bed, knock her down, causing the gun to fall out of her hand. After a brief struggle, he escaped and ran to a neighbor's house where someone called 911. She was booked in county jail for attempted first-degree murder and aggravated assault. She also was booked on forgery and theft charges after the man told investigators she had stolen checks. She did eventually admit to stealing the checks.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah. Where's the chat? So, if you look on the Discord, hopefully send. Maybe it didn't want to. We're going to do it a different way. Oh, because they wanted to put it through this. Screw it. Just copy and send this to got you all. So you can just see why we did the story. Just look at the picture.
Oh, dear God. Jeez.
She's a little whacked out.
Roughed up?
Yeah, a little roughed up.
Did he do that to her before she shot him or after?
I think that's how she arrived. Maybe, I don't know. But that,
was she about to play wide receiver?
No, she was doing a doubleheader.
Yes, you can get a divorce. Yeah, it's not in a public Discord, Tiger. Sorry, nice try, though. Forgot even we have the command. We only use it for show stuff. Yeah. So yeah, there you go. That was a thing. That
happened. This news story was sponsored by iBlack.
Anywho, picks maybe.
Sit. Hi. It's time for Subway and Rob's, and also I guess the interns, but not Jobber's expert NFL picks.
These picks are for entertainment purposes. If for some reason you use these picks for betting purposes, we don't fully endorse them. However, if you end up making money from them, please send us some.
Are you ready for some football?
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to Football Pro 99.
All right, time to get in some NFL picks. The game is in London. It's the Falcons and the Jaguars. And also is in Woody's room.
Jaguars.
Is it Jaguars?
Dude, I love the fact that the Jaguars are always the team that we send over to London. Like, they're just like, nah, fuck it, you're on the East Coast, you go.
Yeah, you go, you just do the thing. All right. Rob, what do you got? Falcons or Jaguars?
Yeah, I'll go Jags.
Brent?
I'll go the Jaguars. Jesus Christ, that kickoff is 6:30 my time. What the hell?
Because it's in London. What do you expect?
I understand, but Jesus!
Are you that surprised?
Well, I mean, I'll be waking... Well, here's the thing. I will be waking up in order to go volunteer for a 5K at that point, so at least I'll have something to listen to.
I'm looking forward to see what it looks like on Disney Plus, because it's going to be Toy Story.
Oh, shit, it's on Disney Plus?
Yeah, they're doing a whole Toy Story thing for it.
Oh, my God!
That's what I'm looking forward to watching.
Oh, that is fucking fantastic.
Yeah, it is. It's going to be amazing. Dolphins and the Bills.
Dolphins and who?
The Bills.
Dolphins.
Rob?
I gotta go with Dolphins. Especially how they've been playing. Jesus.
I'm gonna go with the Bills because I think they've already used up all of their offense in the previous couple games.
70-20 last week? Woo-wee.
Dude, they were playing basketball, for God's sake.
WNBA basketball.
So... Matt says game of the week. I could agree. That could be game of the week.
Oh, I think the next one is game of the week.
I think this next one, though. Game of the decade.
Oh, yeah.
The Broncos. And the Bears.
Oh, God. Yes.
The battle for a win.
Who?
Broncos and who?
The Bears.
Bears.
Well, at this pace, it's looking like the Broncos are going to get their win.
I mean, they just gave up 70 points, so...
But they scored 20!
They scored 20.
I don't think the Bears can kick them field goals. Bears got to win at least one, right?
No.
They've got to at least one.
They want to fight the Detroit Lions to go winless, like it's happened in history before.
So Bears, Rob?
Bears.
Brent?
I'm going to go the Broncos.
Ravens and the Browns. So,
Raven.
Rob?
I'll take the Brownies.
Brent?
Two surprising 2-1 teams. I'll go OBJ and the Baltimore Ravens.
The Bengals and the Titans.
God. The Titan. The Titans.
And the Bengals found themselves last week, so who knows?
Oh, finally.
I think the Bengals will find a way.
Okay.
I think Joe Burrow's ankle holds on just enough to get a win.
Let's see. Rams and the Colts.
Rams.
Rob?
I'll go Indy.
Brent?
I'll go the Sheep.
2-1 Buccaneers versus the 2-1 New Orleans Saints.
So, the Saints and the who?
The Buccaneers.
No, the Saints. That's what I'm saying. Ridiculous.
Rob?
I'll go Bucks.
Brent?
Alvin Kamara is back. Saints win.
Commanders and the Eagles. Sub.
Panthers.
Eagles and Commanders.
Oh. Commanders.
Fly, Eagles, fly.
I'll go the Eagles.
The Vikings and the Panthers.
Here we go. The other winless team game.
Vikings.
Panthers.
Never mind. Panthers are out.
Nope. Rob, Vikings or Panthers?
I'll go with the purple people eaters.
Brent.
Unfortunately, I have more faith in Kirk Cousins than whoever the Carolina Panthers starter is. Is it the Red Rocket or Red Rifle?
I don't even know.
Andy Dalton? I think he might be the Panthers QB right now.
He might be. I don't know.
Because of injury.
Steelers and Texans.
Steelers.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll go with. Just because I don't know what's going on there in the Texans.
Dr. Britt Baker, DMD.
No, that's late. That's in like 5 minutes. That's. You're early.
I know, but her team. Her team.
I know, but you're early. Anyway. Raiders and Chargers.
Chargers.
Rob.
I'll go with the convicts.
I mean, Jimmy Garoppolo is supposed to be out, according to reports tonight, and that may make the Raiders actually better, but I still am going to go with the Chargers.
Patriots and the Cowboys.
Cowboys.
Rob.
How'd the Cowboys do last week, Rob?
Shut the fuck up.
I believe they lost to the Cardinals last week.
How them Bears doing so far this season?
They're doing what they're supposed to be doing. I'll go Patriot.
Brian?
Cowboys. They bounce back.
The team that beat the Cowboys the week, the Cardinals, take on the 49ers.
Cardinals.
Rob.
Is it the idea, Brent, to pick the winning team?
Oh, 49ers.
I mean, I'm just wondering why you're picking the Cowboys.
Brent?
Yes?
It's almost like you don't want to win.
Cardinals and 49ers, Brent.
The 49ers. And besides, sub, 90% of the nation is picking the Cowboys this week, so there you go.
I know, there's a lot of people holding on to that dream.
Kind of like
a CM Punk fan.
Okay, hang on. Time out. Hey, Rock, can you reveal who Sub picked in that last game?
He can pick the Cowboys.
There we go!
What was the pick last week with the Cowboys and the Cardinals?
Oh, who he picked?
No. Who did America pick?
Oh, I don't know.
That was Dallas.
It's probably Dallas.
By a landslide, it was Dallas.
Probably Dallas.
And then Trevon Diggs blew out his knee, and I think a lot more people went, ooh, never mind.
They're tearing up their betting tickets.
In this week's Taylor Swift Bowl, the Chiefs and the Jets. Sub. Chiefs or the Jets?
Who? Jets or who?
The Chiefs or the Jets? Rob?
I'll go with the Swifties.
Really had this one marked as a big primetime matchup. Mahomes and Rodgers and Brent.
Taylor's going to be so happy.
And finally, the Seahawks and the Giants.
Seahawks.
Rob?
I'll go Giants.
Brent?
If the Seahawks don't win this week, oh shit.
I mean, yeah.
Considering that Daniel Jones has been running for his life so far this season, and Saquon Barkley is probably not going to play, or if he does, he's semi-injured. So, if the Seahawks don't win, then Seattle fan has no room to talk.
Yeah. They really don't have any room to talk. Alright, make sure that works. Yeah, that's gonna work. Alright, those were expert NFL picks. And now Brent about to put the timer on the clock on the board. We're gonna reset everything. 30 minutes on the clock. We're out when it ends. It's time for the Excalibur Challenge. And go.
Okay, you already heard me rant about it at the very beginning, but I have to just take a minute. What the fuck is wrong with them putting on 14 matches? You have four pre-show matches, including ones that don't even need to belong on it. This is a waste of fucking time and resources, but by God, Tony wants to do this. And apparently he has some huge announcement that some people are saying it's like, oh, he's bought another wrestling company because, you know, he's done so much with Ring of Honor so far. Okay. So we're going to start with the pre-show matches, and I'm just going to name the match because there's no build to any of these fucking things, except for maybe one.
There's build. So there's build for some of these matches.
Yeah, let's start with the Acclaimed taking on the Mighty Don't Kneel for the AEW World Trios Championship. The build behind this is there's no fucking build. Nothing.
Who are the champs?
The champs are the Acclaimed. The Mighty Don't Kneel are, was it? Shane Haste, who was it Slapshot or whatever his name was in Retribution?
Slapjack.
Slapjack, thank you. Slapshot, whatever. His partner got released from NXT before he even got up there, and there's someone apparently named Bad Dude Tito.
The Acclaimed.
I'll go Acclaimed.
Rob?
Acclaimed.
Wheel?
Wrestler 1.
So Team 1.
That is the Acclaimed.
And Brent, you're going?
I am going the Acclaimed, because if they cannot win this match, then Billy Gunn actually truly needs to retire.
Okay.
So, next up, this is a match, I take it back. This match actually has a tiny bit of build to it. So, it is Luchasaurus taking on Nick Wayne. The build behind this is, it's Darby Allin's protege, and Christian apparently thinks he can be a better to Nick Wayne.
Luchasaurus.
Nick Wayne.
Yeah, why not? I'll go with the son of Batman.
Okay, so you're going the 18-year-old Nick Wayne. Got it.
Brent, you're going?
I'm going Luchasaurus to annihilate him.
Will?
Wrestler 1.
That would be Luchasaurus.
There you go.
All right, next up, we have Josh Barnett taking on Claudio Castagnoli. Josh Barnett is a former mixed martial artist.
Wait. What?
Josh Barnett taking on Claudio Castagnoli was announced tonight on Collision.
Why?
Don't fucking know, but they're putting this on there.
What does he have to do with anything? With oh my God.
Well, because remember, Josh Barnett is also a wrestler because of, I guess, Bloodsport. So.
Wasn't that the guy on one of like the first Ultimate Fighters?
He was part of the UFC. He was also, I believe, on commentary for New Japan Pro Wrestling for some time with Kevin Kelly.
There you go.
Poor guy.
There's your tie-in. Claudio. Did I say Claudio?
Yeah.
Rob?
Who that Claudio guy is? So I'll go Josh.
Cesaro.
Oh.
Still saying Josh?
Yeah, I'll still say Josh.
Wheel?
Okay, Rob, going Barnett.
Wrestler 1.
That would be Josh Barnett. I am glowing Claudio Castagnoli because they had nothing to better to do with him, and so they had to put him with some match on the show. And finally, in a 8-person tag team match, we have Shane Taylor, Lee Moriarty, Diamante, and Mercedes Martinez taking on Satoshi Kojiyama, Keith Lee, Athena, and Billy Starks.
What
the build for this match is, fuck if I know.
What the... We got 4 pre-show matches.
Yes. I guess Athena and Billy Starks and Diamante and Mercedes is a Ring of Honor tie-in. Kojima and Keith Lee, Shane Taylor and Lee Moriarty, no fucking clue why they're all associated.
I'm going to go with the Mercedes and Mercedes team.
Okay.
Diamante.
Team Taylor. So you're going Team Taylor.
I thought Athena was a...
A heel? Yes. That's what we all thought, but...
Her and her minions are...
Brock, don't think about it. It hurts your brain.
No. I can think about this because I kind of followed on the Twitters. What the fuck is this logic and why is it... Team Lee, but fuck, I just... Boy, this is not making me want to watch this pre-show. Holy shit.
Mm-mm. Rob?
I'll go Keith Lee.
Team Lee, okay? And Rock? Wheel?
Wrestler 1.
That would be Team Taylor. Alright, so that is the pre-show.
I still don't understand why we need to... At least they hold on. At least they remember Keith Lee still has a job, I guess.
Everybody needs to participate, okay?
You know, Rock, he's doing so much better in AEW than he was in WWE. They're using him so much better.
Still waiting for that Swerve Lee payoff.
You're going to be waiting forever. That's not long-term booking. That is honest to God. We just don't fucking know what we're doing.
It's forgot about booking.
Mm-hmm. All right. So now we're on to the actual show. And so I'm going to start from bottom to top. Ricky Starks taking on Wheeler Yuta. The entire build for this was Ricky Starks has been feuding with Daniel Bryan. He had a death match with him. And in a backstage interview, Wheeler Yuta poked fun at him for it about losing, and Ricky Starks basically said, do you want to fight? And so now they have a match at WrestleDream.
I heard this was like a grudge match?
Yuta.
Like I said, it was Ricky Starks has lost to Daniel Bryan, Wheeler Yuta had some words, Ricky challenged him to a match, end of story.
If Ricky don't win this, they're shitting the bed with him. Ricky.
So Rock is going, Mr. Starks, sub?
Yuta.
Yuta. Rob?
I guess I'll go Starkman Jones.
I am going to go Ricky Starks, and if he loses, could be the next person to leave to WWE.
Wrestler 1.
Wrestler 1, that is Ricky Starks.
He was gaining momentum with Punk, then Punk left, then he's jobbed out to Bryan twice. He don't win this on a pay-per-view. They kind of wasting everything they've been trying to do, and, you know, losing in defeat only is once that makes you a star. Twice? No.
All right. In an AEW staple match, a 4-way match to decide a number one contendership, especially for a tag team title shot, we have the Bucks of Youth, Matt Jackson, taking on the Gun Club, Austin and Colton Gunn, taking on the Lucha Brothers, Penta El Zero Miedo, and your international champion Rey Fénix, because he dropped John on his head, taking on Orange Cassidy and Send Hook.
Go Penta.
So Lucha Bros is Sub's choice. Rob?
Send Hook.
So Orange Hook? The brand new tag team of Orange Hook? Rock?
Repeat the teams again?
So it is the Young Bucks, the Guns, the Lucha Bros, and Orange Cassidy and Hook.
Your champs are fucking FTR. Or Aussie Open. Yeah, Hook.
Orange Hook for Rock. I'm going to say the Bucks.
Wrestler 3.
Wrestler 3 to close it out.
All right, Wrestler 3 is the Lucha Bros.
But, like, because it's not going to be Bucks because one of them's getting a title shot on for International.
He gets a future title shot at the International title.
It's this week on Dynamite for the 4-year bullshit show. The 4-year anniversary. That's what it's going to be for. So, and they're not going to just randomly give the Bucks an FTR away just because. So, yeah.
All right. So, next up, in your one women's match.
14 matches, one women's match. Yep. Then people complain about WWE. Yep. Uh-huh.
And not even for your main title.
But no, they have women in the other match. So, you know.
For your... They have women in a pre-show match.
Yeah, but that's it. It's two. Look how many women they put on. They put six women on a pay-per-view. I mean, you know.
It's a pre-show match, and most of them are for Ring of Honor. It doesn't count. You have for your AEW TBS Championship. Remember, your secondary title, even though there is no secondary titles in this company, it's the secondary title. Chris Statlander, who has defended the title more than the champion has even wrestled since, I think, in the company, takes on Julia Hart with Brody King. Not the rest of the House of Black, just Brody King.
Because he's hurt. That's why he's not out there. Malachi.
I'm going to go Chris Statlander.
Okay, Sub's going with their attention.
My thing.
Rob, Statlander or Hart?
Yeah, go Rob.
Hart.
Hart.
Honest,
Rock,
honestly, if they want to do something, give it to Julia Hart. Like, when they had the belt on Jade Forever, you just wasted every opportunity with a woman to, like, oh, we built them up, and then we just, they lost to Jade and then did nothing for 6 months. They're actively trying to build something with her. Mm-hmm. So, if I was booking it, I would give the upset win to Julia Hart. Doesn't mean she needs a long title reign, but at least give her something. Yeah, Julia Hart. That's okay. kind of my thinking.
Do the wheel first.
Wrestler 2.
That will be a new champion. I'm going to go in this match with a retention with a possible follow-up match later that you could see Hart win. I think Hart just comes up short here because I don't know if you fully want to take the title off of Statlander this early. Give it another couple of weeks and then you have Hart take it off of her for a brief run. To reward the effort that Hart has put in.
Meh.
All right. In a match for both the Ring of Honor World Championship and New Japan Pro Wrestling Strong Openweight Championship. Why both belts? I'm not sure. The champion, Eddie Kingston, takes on the Ring of Honor Pure Champion, Shibata.
So, okay. Whose title?
It's only two belts from one guy, but another guy already holds a belt for one of the companies that they wrestle for, but that's not on the line.
And none of it's in the AEW title.
None of them is actual AEW title.
On an AEW pay-per-view, we have a New Japan and a Ring of Honor for one guy and a Ring of Honor for another guy, but the Ring of Honor guy is not putting up their belt, who's a New Japan guy, but is a Ring of Honor belt.
I'll go, Eddie.
But, Rock, it is a New Japan also pay-per-view, so.
No, it's not a New Japan pay-per-view, though.
Well, they're just sending some people over.
Because there's an association. It's not new. It's not Forbidden Door. So that's like it's not a New Japan pay per view. I don't think it's airing on New Japan World. If it was, then it's a New Japan pay per view. It's convoluted. What, Eddie? But stupid. Whatever.
Rob,
who we got again?
Eddie Kingston and Shibata.
I'll go with Shibata.
Wheel.
Wrestler 1.
Eddie retains. I'm going with Eddie retains because I don't think you take the titles off of him after you just did the whole storyline of, like, he finally achieved becoming a world champion.
And he just signed a new deal for 4 more years.
Yeah, he just signed a 4-year deal. He's not doing the indies anymore. It's going to be Eddie. All right. Touching on one of the pre-show matches, we have for your AEW TNT Championship in a 2 out of 3 falls match, Christian Cage takes on Darby Allin.
So
why they want to put Christian in a 2 out of 3 falls match, I don't know.
Because Christian wanted it. This is your main event of the show, by the way.
Yeah. Okay, so we know how this is going to end then, right?
Yeah. I can see it clearly on this day.
Yeah. I mean...
You didn't know this was the main event?
Darby.
You didn't know
this?
You didn't know?
I did not hear this was main event. I know Brian has said openly he didn't want his match to be the main event.
Yeah, this is the main, apparently.
Okay, then I can tell you right now, this is a shit-level main event. Christian versus Darby Allin is main eventing your pay-per-view is shit.
No.
This match will have all the charisma in the world.
No, I disagree, right? Because they did Mox and Orange Cassidy last month. This is you have a veteran superstar and you're one of your main characters on television in your main event in a long-standing feud. This actually is deserving of a main event spot. legitimately. Mm-hmm. Is it a top tier main event? No, but it is a good main event.
This should for this be, month.
This for this month, yeah. Especially
and by this month, I mean September.
Yeah, for September. Uh-huh.
Technically, it'll be October.
It doesn't matter. Especially with because your world championship is not on the line, so you have to have a main championship there in the main event. Christian is a solidified main eventer, so it makes sense. And with all the joking aside, this could be why Cliff shows up at WrestleDream at the end of the show.
Cliff.
Get it? Cliff.
Yes. Rob, did you have Christian or Darby?
I'll have Christian.
Rock, did you make a choice?
I didn't make a pick. Does Cliff cost Christian? Or does Cliff help Christian?
I don't think either.
I think he just shows up after.
I think it's someone wins, and then you have that, and you get the reaction on their face, and it's the question of, whose side is he on?
But whose side is he on?
I think if anything, this is where you have Nick Wayne turn. Cost Darby the second fall.
Possibly. You can also have Luchasaurus cost Christian. Darby.
Rock's going Darby. I'm going the opposite way. I think Christian wins. Wheel.
Wrestler 2.
That is Darby Allin. What do we have for time?
Just so everyone is aware, when talking about Cliff, I mean Edge. So everyone is aware of what was actually meant.
That you, someone was making noise.
Edge. We're talking about Edge.
Yes, we're talking about Adam.
Cliff is Edge because it's Cliff and an Edge.
All right.
Anyway,
Rock, how much time?
We're about 11 minutes to go. A little bit under 11 minutes.
All right. So we've got 5 more matches to go.
We can do it. We can finally get it. No,
all
Cliff
right.
is not his name. It's a name I thought of the other day because it was funny. Yeah.
So. In a 6-man tag team match, Chris Jericho and the Golden Elite, Kenny Omega and Kota Ibushi, take on the Don Callis family of Konosuke Takeshita, Sammy Guevara, and Will Ospreay.
So if I'm AEW, why the fuck did I book a dream tag team match or a dream pair up on Collision and not save it for the pay-per-view? Because they teamed Jericho and Omega up tonight on TV for free, and you could have the bigger moment of them first teaming up together on pay-per-view.
After they had fought.
Yeah, it would... I didn't get that booking. I didn't understand that one. I thought you would have just saved it for the pay-per-view, but what do I know? I'm not Tony Khan. Anyway.
Sammy Guerrero's group. Sammy's group.
Okay, Sub's going the Callis family. Rob?
I'll go the other way around.
Jericho, the Golden Jerichos.
I'm going to go Team Jericho as well.
Okay, Rock is going Golden Jerichos. I'm going to go with the Callis family just to keep it going.
Wheel.
Wrestler 1.
Wrestler 1 for the
that
wheel.
That is the Golden Jerichos.
By the way, chat, this has been CB Radio Live right here on Wild Talk Radio. It's at CB Radio Live on Facebook, Twitter, and the website.
CBRadioLive.com.
CB Radio GOE at KingKins, at Lone Jobber, at Waymanson, at Wild Talk Radio. Those are the plugs. We'll see you next Saturday for more episodes of CB Radio. Now we continue on with the Excalibur Challenge.
All right, the Excalibur Challenge. We have about 9 minutes left, is my guess. Next up, for your Ring of Honor World Tag Team Championships in a 2-on-1 handicap match, MJF is defending because, you know, his broski has decided to, you know, completely break and wreck his ankle coming to the ring, takes on The Righteous, or Vincent and Dutch from Ring of Honor.
The fact that people believe his injury is a work.
No, the way that man was walking and the way that x-ray looked, nope.
They have an x-ray. I guess they could always fake an x-ray.
Yeah.
You can always fake an x-ray.
I mean, he could be the one under the devil mask.
He
Who
could,
knows?
He could be the devil. You never know.
It is the slow con of MJF.
It could be. It really could be. What'd you say?
MJF.
I guess MJF retains here because they're, I guess, depends how optimistic they are
of a cold recovery.
Of a cold recovery. But if he's having surgery, supposedly, I'm not sure. Like,
Rock, just say you believe it's work.
No, I'm just trying to think if I want to give it to The Righteous or not. I'll go MJF for now. He'll lose it.
Rob?
Yeah, I'll go Righteous.
Sure. I'll be that guy.
I'm going to go with the Righteous because it gets the belts off of Cole and MJF, so you don't have to do that. And if MJF loses a handicap match, it doesn't weaken him at all.
But he's the most protected guy in the company, so him, like him losing to like the Righteous, it just doesn't, I don't know, feel right to me. Wheel.
Wrestler one.
Wrestler one. So Brent, got a question for you.
Yep.
So what do you think? What does a new era mean?
I have no freaking clue. If it's anything less than like an actual big announcement, I mean, it could be that Max becomes the streaming service for AEW. I don't know if that's the end of an era end of a chapter, beginning of an era. And I also don't think that's a pay-per-view announcement, just me. But the only thing would be is if it was something like Tony bought New Japan. If he actually owned New Japan, that would be a big statement because he would now own three companies. But at that same time, I would be like, you already have trouble running two. And now you're going to throw on a third, which isn't even in your country. Good luck. I don't know.
Because that's the thing. If it's just a regular announcement of an announcement, it's just, that doesn't seem like a teaser to me.
I mean, if Edge or Mercedes came out, great. But at the same time, the whole thing about Mercedes, I would be like, okay, you.
All right, well, your clock's burning away. You want to finish this or not?
Continue, oh. Brent. Continue, Brent.
Like, Mercedes and Edge, I think both signing, but Edge is at the end of his career. He's got like 1 year left. Don't know if that does really anything. Mercedes being signed, I don't know if that really like shakes the landscape much because she's jumping between New Japan and here. And also, you know, no offense, she's walked out on a company twice. What happens if Tony does something she doesn't like?
Yeah, if it's Edge, that's great. But we all know it's coming. So nothing like Mercedes and Edge is something we all know is coming.
At some point.
So it's like, it's not, it's got to wow us to, you know, be shocked because neither one of them.
No, it doesn't move the needle in my opinion as much. Like Edge being on AEW doesn't instantly translate to huge ratings. Sasha being on there doesn't translate to huge ratings. You need something that actually changes the landscape, or you're just going to be stuck at 800,000 to 900,000 people still.
Can't wait to see Goldberg tomorrow. Anyway, 3.5 minutes, let's go.
Alright, next up, in your match for the AEW World Tag Team Championships, you have FTR taking on Aussie Open.
They're trying to make this seem like it's a big deal.
Yeah, and I mean, no offense, Aussie Open is a really good tag team. FTR, good performers, but I don't know, like, FTR and the Bucks, the last pay-per-view that they fought, it underwhelmed because they were trying, I mean, they didn't even sell that to be a huge match.
This isn't a huge match. FTR should retain. Will retain.
Yep. Rob?
FTR.
FTR, Wheel?
Wrestler one.
That is FTR. All right. In a grudge match, Hangman Adam Page takes on Swerve Strickland with Prince Nana in his corner.
They want to make this one really personal, don't they?
They want to make this one feel personal. They want to have like animosity. Swerve is saying he's going to pull like a new level of viciousness out of Adam Page. Page is talking about how he should be happy, but there's stuff just still hanging over his head. I just don't give a shit about this build. Maybe it's just, honestly,
Swerve.
Maybe it's just, like, Swerve just feels absolutely mid-card even here.
And they put it in the main event segment trying to make it feel like a main event, and I just, I don't
know. Now, is Swerve going to perform well? Sure. Is Paige going to put on a good match? Sure. But does the match really elevate itself into being, like, almost a main event? No.
Swerve.
All right, Rob?
I'll go Page.
Rob is going Page. Wheel?
Wrestler one.
That is Hangman Adam Page. I'm going to go Adam Page because I think he still needs it. And honestly, Swerve's role is just to lose to people. And in your main, well, your biggest match, I should say, of the card, every wrestling fan's dream, if you're a New Japan guy or you just like old school wrestling or your name is Dave Meltzer, Bryan Danielson taking on Zack Sabre Jr.
Wrestler one.
Just getting the hit all the way.
That's Brian Danielson.
I mean, this is, should be a big deal. Should this be a fantastic match? Hell yeah, it's going to be a great match. Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I hope Brian stays healthy, because that just, you read him talking about his arm and how it's still healing with the thing in it, the pipe in it, the whatever.
The plate. Plate and screws.
The rod, the metal rod. And how at the end it could break still. And how he's still learning, he still not should be doing. I just anyway, whatever.
I think we can all say Brian Danielson really only has 1 year left.
He said that.
The way his body is, the way that he's already talked about his daughter. He has 1 year. That's it.
That's it. It's all he has left.
He's tried to get all of this shit in before he knows he has to work behind the scenes.
Oh no, hold on. Fuck it, we're done. WildTalkRadio.com